This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being about the business opportunity or about any of the longevity products. 866-735-2470. Don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and our over almost actually 900 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We have Kim Chesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her new book, Radical Intuition, a revolutionary approach for intuitive development. Intuition is one of the most powerful and at the same time underappreciated ways of knowing that we have. We know about how we know things is a really interesting subject, how we actually know that things are true. We know things are true logically. Okay, that's the left brain. We know things are true because we feel they're true. That's the right brain. But intuition is a whole other way of knowing things. And in fact, I personally believe that as soon as we become intuitive as a culture and as a society, we will solve all our world's problems. Our world's problems are caused because we're always thinking or we're always emoting. We're not operating from an intuitive sense. From an intuitive sense, the world from an intuitive perspective, the world makes sense. Using intuition, and the more we learn to use our intuition, the more powerful and effective we will be in our lives. This intuitive knowing is like a doorway to all the answers. We know everything intuitively. We don't know when we start to use our mind or we start to emote, but intuitively we know what to do. And learning how to use our intuition, and actually Kim Chesney's book, Radical Intuition, talks about how learning how to use intuition is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful things we could do if we want to have effective, successful lives and good quality of life. Kim Chesney, bottom of the hour, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls next segment. Speaking of intuition, that's how I click.
almost all of my skincare formulations came up intuitively. Certainly the philosophy came to me intuitively, and a lot of my understanding about chemistry is intuitive. And one of the things about intuition is you have to still have the science down, the more mundane details of things down before you can really have an effective intuition. So a good chemist is going to be studying the ins and outs of chemistry first, and then will come to realizations intuitively. One of the intuitions I had about chemistry after studying it for a while was that there's this major distinction of water-soluble and fat-soluble. That's an intuitive idea. When you study the details and the facts long enough, all of a sudden these pictures come to you, and these pictures are like intuition. And the distinction between water and fat, to me, came as a picture. I saw water as being flowing and fats as being globby and blobby, and that's pretty much what the difference is between water and fats. One flows and has a vector and points in a direction. They call it polar, and that's water. And water sticks around. It's blobby. It's circular. It's not like an arrow. It just sits there. And that's said to be nonpolar. Water-soluble substances pull things. They travel. Oil-soluble stuff sticks. Membranes are oil-soluble. What makes essential fatty acids, by the way, so unbelievably valuable is they have a very, very, very slight amount of water solubility. Very, very, very slight amount. And that gives them a certain characteristic that allows them to be very effective in communicating, because they can do both. They can have some water effects and some fat effects, so they can work at interfaces. Interfaces is where membranes are. Essential fatty acids are membranes. Interfaces where something gets turned into something else. Membranes are magic, I always say, because something gets turned into something else. And this is all about the fats. And that's why EFAs are so darn important, number one, because they're involved in the health of every single cell. Every single cell. That's why EFAs are so important for skin health. And it's why membrane health is so important. Membranes are where things get communicated. Between membrane health and EFA health, you have a major key to the health of the system, the health of the cell, and specifically the health of the skin. The skin itself is a membrane. Just the whole organ. So it's like a macrocosm of the microcosm that's the cell membrane. And oh, by the way, speaking of cell membranes, those things are unbelievable. They're semiconductors. They're information storage devices. They're transducers. They change the nature of energy. They change chemical energy to electrical energy. They change chemical energy to electrical energy back to chemical energy. They do all kinds of things in terms of transducing or changing things. The membrane, the cell membrane, which, by the way, is the same size as a computer chip. It's a tiny little thing. The cell itself is a tiny little thing, but the cell membrane that covers the cell is 1,000 times thinner than the cell itself. And it's hard to even explain this. A cell is like a little blob of jelly. Sometimes we see these circles with things in them, like in high school biology, or sometimes you'll see them in lay people's texts or lay people's magazines. You'll see a circle with stuff inside it. That's not what a cell is. That's a cross section. A cell is a blob, a little blob. And on that little blob, you have a little coating. We call it a membrane. That doesn't really begin to say what it is. It's just this film. It's not a membrane as much as it is a oily film. But this oily film is organized, and it's organized for maximum efficiency, and it's organized in a way that allows it to communicate to other cells. This is unbelievable. This film on top of this blob is organized in a way that allows it to communicate with other films on top of other blobs. But because it's so thin, it's very, very fragile, and it needs to have just the right environment. And it needs just to have the right amount of raw materials, because if it doesn't, it can't communicate right. If it doesn't communicate right, cells don't grow right. In the skin especially, this is important, because how cells grow plays a huge role in how healthy your skin will look, and how healthy your skin will be, and how healthy your skin will feel. And if you don't think that's important, then you don't have eczema, and you don't have psoriasis, and you don't have hidradenitis superativa, and you don't have rosacea, you don't have acne, etc. The fats. And it's not just essential fatty acids. There's a lot of other kinds of fats, but the essential fatty acids are essential. All right. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236. 6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Kim Chesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. Her book is Radical Intuition, and she actually has a free ebook that you can download at kimchesney.com. Wake Up Your Intuition Guide, a radical four-step practice to ignite the extraordinary power within you. And I 100% agree with Kim Chesney. The intuition is an extraordinary power, and it is within us. This is so important because we learn to go outside ourselves to find out what's true. We're conditioned to do it from birth, practically, to go outside ourselves, to not trust ourselves. Certainly when we go to school and learn that we have to listen and do what we're told, it gets drilled into us that authorities are outside. Intuition tells us that our authority is inside, into us. Into it is to go into you, or to go into it, for that matter. How do you like that? To go into it. That's what it means to have intuition. You go into it. In any case, Kim Chesney, bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a minute. From the journal Nutrition and Skin, biological effects of vitamin D in the skin. Inhibition of proliferation. And induction of differentiations in keratinocytes. That's a fancy way of saying it makes skin cells grow better. Why? Because it works at the membrane level. This is why, by the way, vitamin D is the go-to treatment for psoriasis. It should be used for all skin health issues. And when I say use, the best way to get your vitamin D, of course, is always going to be from the sun. An alternative is to have a medicinal or nutritional supplemental vitamin D. Now MDs are hip to the importance of vitamin D. They're actually injecting high-dose vitamin D. The sun's the best way to get your vitamin D. Get a sun lamp if you live in Seattle or you live where there's not a lot of sun. You know, you can always lay underneath a sun lamp. Make sure it's a UVB sun lamp because vitamin D is produced by a reaction between UVB, one of the sun's rays, UVB, and cholesterol or a version of cholesterol in the skin. And by the way, there's three different sun rays, UVA, UVB, and UVC, and they all have different characteristics. We'll talk about that on our next Brightside episode. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to, I think this is Graziano, I think. California, Graziano, is that you?
It is, Ben.
What's up?
Good to see you.
Good to speak to you. This is now like twice in a week. Didn't you call me last week?
I was probably a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, but
has it been a month already?
Yeah, it's time flies.
Time flies.
You told me to call you back. I had a good feel story about my daughter with celiac and then my wife about depression, chronic depression. In both cases I was able to reverse them. My wife had depression for 13 years and I started listening to you in 2011. Start to implement everything I heard from you, and I reversed it within literally a month by giving
the
longevity supplements. And the doctors would always prescribe every time, oh no, take Lexapro, take this medicine, and make things worse. So I finally got fed up and came across you, and like
awesome.
Someone says, dumb luck came across you, and started implement that. And then my daughter, who was 3 years old at the time, the children's hospital was like, no, she's got this celiac disease. We want to do biopsy and cut her open, blah, blah, blah.
No, I said, no.
I don't know what that was, but then I started doing research listening to you. Certain callers called in about it, and you do talk about it. I'm like, oh, so I wrote everything down, and I started implementing right away. And with her, I reversed that, and she no longer has the issue.
That's so cool.
She's 12 years old now.
That's so cool. I'm glad you shared. When I was in pharmacy school, when I graduated pharmacy school, my first job was working in the PEDS ICU and neonatal ICU at University Hospital. And University Hospital in Denver is the main center for folks who have celiac disease and Crohn's disease and GI disease. And you wouldn't believe the little kids who have that. There's so many of them. And they treat them with drugs and they cut them open, like you say, and they do these horrible things. And all they need to do, as you discover for yourself, is some lifestyle changes. What exactly did you do, by the way? What specifically?
Immediately I did the whole elimination diet that you spoke about. I did a food diary for the whole family.
What did you discover?
I discovered that the celiac, it was everything you said. So anything that had gluten, and everybody said gluten is just a general terminology. It's really lectin.
Yeah.
But then I started just removing everything. So I removed rice, grains, all kinds, bread, cereals, pastas.
Yeah. What were you left with?
I was left with tons of salad. I was left with quinoa. I was left with meat. So I still gave her organic chicken, beef, of that nature. And that's all we ate. We basically ate a lot of chicken breast and quinoa. and stuff.
Got it. Now, let me ask you something.
And then I did a lot of smoothies, yeah.
Let me ask something. Did you feel like there was nothing she could eat at first, and you had to kind of find things? Did it seem like, oh, my
God,
everything?
Yes, the only thing I can liken that to is learning how to write with your left hand if you're right-handed, or vice versa.
Completely new.
So, yes, it was completely new, but then I was on it every day. I made sure I made acai smoothies with whey protein in there, put in all the longevity products in there. So I would put BTT in that smoothie. I would put the Osteo Effects in there. I would give her
nine capsules
of EFAs every day, along with vitamin C powder
nice.
And smoothies. All that.
That's awesome, man.
Glutamine. I do a teaspoon of glutamine every smoothie.
All right. How'd you know about that from me?
From you, yes.
That's
I wrote
awesome.
It all down.
Awesome,
I wrote
awesome,
every single
awesome.
Thing down, and I have it on my phone, and I got...
Oh,
I got
that's so
milk.
Cool. I'm so,
so
glad you shared
it. I started doing homemade almond milk, literally making it myself.
Homemade. How'd you do it?
Homemade.
How'd you make it? What did you do?
I would get almonds, raw almonds, let it sit in good water. So at that time, it was distilled water, because I remember you said distilled
yeah.
water is good. However, it
yeah.
removes... all the other
yeah.
other minerals, so then
you don't
I always
right.
I use BTT.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Do that.
Oh, you put some BTT in there? You put BTT
yes.
in it? Oh, that's awesome.
No, in my smoothies. I put BTT
oh, in your smoothie.
In
you might try
yes.
put a little in. I wonder what happens if you put a little in the almond milk, or when you're making the almond milk.
I'm not sure. It probably yeah. tastes a little fruity.
Yeah, it tastes a little fruity.
So I did that, then I would squeeze them, and then I would blend them in my blender. I didn't have a Vitamix at that time, but I put it in the blender. And then you get the milk, and then you got to strain all the leftover pulp. Remove that, and then you just put the little...
That is awesome, Graciano. Hey, I'm impressed,
yeah.
man. I am totally impressed. Send me your... Text me your... text me your address. I'm going to send you a little gift. Text me your address.
All right, cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks for sharing, man. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. That's awesome. Awesome.
You still have your same phone number?
I think.
Cell phone? Or,
yeah.
Okay, I'll text
just
you
the way where you called. All right, buddy. Good
okay.
to talk to you.
All right.
Take care, Graciano.
All right. All right, bye.
Hey, Don. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Ben? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That was a great healing story that he just gave.
Wasn't that great? That was so
oh
cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
good.
Yeah. He got me all inspired.
Yeah, I think he answered some of my questions also. I was going to ask how the skin secretes its oil. Where does it secrete its
how
oil?
How does it decrease?
How does it secrete its oil? Where does the oil come
from? What do you mean? How do you lower the oil level? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Raise it.
How do you get your skin more softer, moisturized, more fats?
On its own, yeah.
It's, EFAs, supplement with EFAs. Fastest way to do it.
And vitamin D, right?
Vitamin D's good, but strictly for the softness and the moisture, dose with EFAs. But if you have intestinal issues, bile issues, you know, you're not absorbing, you got to start working on that. But I'll be talking about that for the next few days, Don. So either call back or listen in. Thanks, man. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kim Chesney coming up at the bottom of the hour, her book Radical Intuition. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi owes the American people an apology after her visit to a hair salon in San Francisco back on Monday. McEnany saying that Pelosi's elitism shined brightly when she visited that salon despite it being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi says she fell for a setup job and she deserves an apology from the salon's owner.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time. I trusted that.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden set to meet with Jacob Blake's family during a visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the Mississippi State Flag Commission has finally chosen one. The choice? A red and blue flag with a magnolia blossom in the center, replacing the old state flag that featured a Confederate emblem. The flag change still has to be given final approval by voters. Governor Reeves calls it a well-done flag, and he says he supports its adoption. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame confirming that Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues. Seaver spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to that improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver also played for the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. And Disney will have to figure out how to continue with the Black Panther franchise after star Chadwick Boseman's recent death. Only a small group is aware of the actor's private battle, or was, with colon cancer. An insider close to Boseman says the 43-year-old actor was convinced until a week before his death that he was going to beat it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also have an archive page at BrightsideBen.com. And our blog is PharmacistBen.com, and lots of good health information, videos, news stories, blog posts, etc., all free on CriticalHealthNews.com, and also my blog, PharmacistBen.com. And you can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, waters, water, silicone oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. And as it turns out, when you heal wounds, you beautify the skin. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. And that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Check out our almost 800, or actually 800 plus,
4 and 5 star reviews at truthreview.com, truthreview.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest, Kim Chesney, the author of a new book, Radical Intuition, as well as a bunch of old books. Her website is kimchesney.com. She's all about intuition, and I'm all about intuition. And I have to say, while I love chemistry and I love molecules and I love putting things together, how it all works intuitively is really where the magic happens. And it's not just true about chemistry. It's not just true about science, although it's true about science. It's true about all of life, as I'm sure Kim Chesney, our guest today, will agree. Hello, Kim.
Ben, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I love your work. Love the idea of intuition. Intuit, right? You look into it.
And that's what that's
it,
right.
Isn't that what it is? It's you, when you're looking into yeah. it. So tell us about what intuition means to you, and then I want to talk about how we can wake up our own intuition, and we'll talk about your book.
Well, for me, I always joke that I have the luxury of dealing with the most important thing in the world, and I talk about intuition like that, and sometimes people look at me like, well, how is it so important? But really, to me, intuition is the most important part of being human. It is that connection to not only our inner power, but to all of the information in the universe that surrounds us on a level that we can't perceive through our everyday thinking. So it's really our connection to our higher part of our minds, our sort of expansion of consciousness, and really our direction in life. And it really is that inner guide that's with us at all moments.
So it's like connection and direction.
Yeah, exactly. Connection and direction.
I love that. It's not just connection.
Yeah.
It's not mere connection. It's connection and direction.
Exactly. It's, and I always talk about, because there's just these two parts, you know, there's sort of like the yin and the yang, you know, the active and the passive. You have to connect, you have to open up that space, move into the stillness so you can hear it speak to you, and make that connection. But that's not enough. Then you have to listen to what it's mm-hmm. saying. You've got to go out there and create change and put it into action in the world. So I love that connection and direction.
Okay, so the idea of direction is really interesting because it implies that there's purpose and there's meaning. Do you buy that? Do you think that's true?
Yeah. I think everything's meaningful. I think every single thing is intrinsically meaningful, in ways that we can't perceive, just because we're sort of, uh-huh. and I love that, you know, you're talking about molecules and science, because it really does relate to science. It gets the sort of breath of being woo, but it's not just woo. It is very much related to quantum physics. And for me, I look at intuition as sort of being to quantum physics what our, you know, traditional thinking is to, you know, traditional physics. Right now, with quantum thinking or quantum intuition, we're able to access these things that we couldn't typically using the formulaic way of thinking.
You know why?
It really does connect.
You know why?
What?
Because quantum is right next to intuition. In the hierarchy of knowing, quantum is one mm-hmm. level next to intuition. The level right up from quantum is intuition. Don't you think?
Oh, 100%. They're intrinsically connected. It's intrinsically 100%. And it's not a coincidence that right now, the quantum world is opening up to us, and we're starting to understand it. At the same time, we're becoming more intuitive, right, and having that opportunity to use that part of our mind.
How about what's going on in the world today? Do you think this is an opportunity to become intuitive?
Oh, my gosh, more than ever. And it's so funny because my book, I was dying. My book comes out. Guess what my book release date is?
Don't tell
Election
me.
Like, Election Day.
Oh, is that right? Oh, is that right? Yeah, I tried to order it. It's not available.
Not yet. It's coming out on Election Day. So it's a really big day. And
did you plan on it that way, or is that just what your publisher did? No kidding.
That was the universe. They didn't do it on purpose. I think they didn't. Somebody didn't put the dots together. But I think the universe did it for a meaningful reason, because everything's meaningful, and it really is this opportunity. I think it's a good punctuation mark of a time where we can begin this shift and start, you know, kind of stop pushing, you know, looking at the outside world and deriving all of our like guidance and knowledge and our self worth and all the way that we deal with other people from these, you know, conditioned responses to the outside world, and really tuning within to look at our inner conceptions and start living that way. Start living by our own truth and our own power instead of what everyone's telling us and all that fake news and BS that we're hearing out there.
Do you think the power structure or the powers that be want to distract us from our intuition and want to take us into another way of thinking, into a more primitive way of thinking? Is it intentional?
I worry about that a lot. I really do. Like, I'm waiting for someone to like come and knock on my door.
Yeah.
Like, because this is, I worry. I do.
They're not that blatant, though.
So
they're not
powerful.
that They're getting more blatant. They're getting more blatant, though.
But
it's more subtle.
Right.
It's like, just watch the news. Watch us.
Yep.
Believe in science.
Right.
Believe in the scientists. So we should use our intuition when we're watching the news, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's so hard. You know, you it's so hard because everyone's lying. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's lying.
You have to be. It's forcing us to think intuitively, to respond intuitively. I don't want to say think intuitively, but to perceive intuitively.
It's all
intuitively.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all we have, you know, because you can't, there's so few people that you can trust. You don't know who you can trust, right? So you have to only, that's what I was saying, there's really no one you can trust but yourself, your inner self, and that will guide you.
That's why they say women's intuition, because women have learned throughout eons of history to become intuitive, because the world is such a dangerous place, don't you think? For women, especially.
That's a great philosophy, because obviously men have intuition too, right? It's
yeah.
You know, tons of men have been big advocates. But I think that, you know, that's the truth, because when you're in these, you know, places of where you're facing injustice, or you're facing things that are wrong, and the world is telling you these things are wrong, you know within you that it's wrong. So, that's a great theory.
You know, there's a lot about what's going on in the world today that we just know what's wrong. You can't say it why necessarily, but you just know that there's wrongness in the world.
Right.
That things are not the way they should be or could be. We just know it intuitively.
Right, and that's the hallmark of intuition. That is the hallmark of intuition, is when you sense something but you don't know why. Like, something's wrong, but I don't know why. You don't know, because that's your intuition talking to you. With your intuition, you don't know why.
You don't know. If you know, it's different. If it's not intuition, if you know.
Right.
So
you
do you
just
think there's a
know.
Do you think there's a relationship between the gut and intuition?
Yeah, and you know, my book, I talk about four types of intuition that really relate to kind of the four parts of our elements of our being, which is our body, mind, our heart, and our spirit. And the gut is really related to, you know, our body's reaction and our, you know, our heart's reaction a lot to something. You just have a feeling, right? You have that like, gut feeling. You got to do something or not do something, or like run, like something's going to hit the high road. Very important to listen to they're close to instincts. It's not quite like instincts, but it feels a lot like instincts sometimes.
Now, you call these four fundamental intuitions, four intuitions, healer, sage, visionary, mystic. So we got to take a break, but I want to know how you came up with those. These are you came up with these intuitively, obviously, these different names, and how it relates to these four different types of intuition. We're talking to Kim Chesney. Your book is Radical Intuition. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more of Kim Chesney right after this break. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Kim Chesney, author of the new book, Radical Intuition, and also the author of The Psychic Workshop. So were you always, I want to get into talking how we can wake up our own intuition, but before I get into that, were you always,
right,
spiritually inclined? Is this something that came to you, mm-hmm, or was it as a child?
Yeah, you know, I think growing up, I didn't realize that, you know, that I was so extraordinarily into this kind of thing. I just thought everybody was like this, and I really just had, my whole life, I've just had been drawn to it. I think that was my intuition at a very early age, getting the ball rolling, so to speak.
Interesting. What was the first book you read that had kind of led you on the path here, just for curiosity?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question. I think the first book I read, I remember reading Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb. Do you remember that book?
Okay, gotcha.
That was from time ago. And then after that, I really got into the Transcendentalists, like Thoreau and Emerson.
Oh, yeah, Emerson.
So really,
I've been reading a lot about Emerson lately. Yeah, that's cool. That's
so
awesome. Can you imagine? They caught on, in the middle of the early 19th century, they caught on to this stuff.
Yep, they were. And you read it, it's all intuition when you especially like some of the stuff with, you know, Thoreau. And it's wonderful, wonderful reading.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, so how can we wake up? Your book, Radical Intuition, has got techniques and methods. How can we wake up our own? How can we wake up our own intuition?
The first thing that, you know, I kind of go through this in the book is, you know, there's a number of key steps, right, that we need to do really to, like, get this, like, light that fire of our intuition, because we all have it. Sometimes it's just a little more sluggish. Sometimes, you know, after years and years of being told that it doesn't exist or not knowing how to use it, it just kind of sits there and spins its wheels a little bit. So if we want to get in there and get it, you know, amped up and start energizing it, the very first thing we need is just slow down, right? We need to create some space in our life.
Mm.
And, you know, we have to, like, not be so busy, because being busy and rushed and stressed out is, like, the enemy of intuition, because you have so much noise going on in your head, right? So you hear all this stuff about, like, Eckhart Tolle wrote The Power of Now and all this mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful, I think it really has paved the way for intuition, because this mindful culture that we're trying to provide is really doing that. It's just, everybody slow down.
Mm.
Okay, now we can be mindful, but then what, right? Now we can become insightful, because in the stillness, intuition speaks, right?
Insight.
Get to that place. right, in sight, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mindful, then we become insightful. So I really feel like this is part of this trend that we're dealing with right now in societies where we're becoming more mindful, and then the really people, you know, who are the early adopters and on the leading edge are becoming insightful and really starting to use intuition in really new and more powerful ways than we've ever used it before, because it really is this natural ability that the more we tune into it, the more we can do with it. And it's amazing when these things start happening that you think are impossible, and you're like, oh my God, I knew something that there's absolutely no way I could know it, but I knew it. How did that happen? Well, it's not magic. It's real. It's something that everyone can do. Every listener out there can do it.
That's awesome.
You just have to make space for it, right? Yeah. And then learn how to listen to it and understand what it's saying to you. So,
it's like having your own built-in spiritual Google that's 1,000,000,000 times more valuable than Google.
That's exactly what it is. And I use that analogy all the time, because all of that information is out there in the cloud right now. Everything, yeah. Every little piece of data in the world is out there. Yeah. In a sort of cloud of the universe.
How about the Akasha? Everything. Have you heard this term, the Akasha?
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth. It's also been called like the Akashic Records, and people talk about that kind of thing. And it's really, you know, different terms for the same idea, that everything that's ever happened, will happen, is happening, is out there in a form of data that your intuition has access to. Your
and everything that's ever happened, is still there,
past,
too.
Future, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's all there.
Everything
knows energy cannot be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
It's
in the cloud. So it's in like the spiritual cloud. That's so cool.
So
tell me about the healer, the sage, the visionary, and the mystic. You call those the four intuitions. Mm. Are they sequential? Are they simultaneous? Is it developmental? Are some people healers? And some people, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Great question. So, I developed these archetypes around the four intuitions, which is the body, the mind, the heart, and spirit, really to sort of help people understand the highest sort of level that we can embody in terms of those elements. So we talk about the healer is the body. For mindful intuition, the mind. We have the sage. The visionary is the creator, right? The person's out there, like, creating new ideas and inventing and doing all this genius stuff. And then, you know,
they get a lot of heat. Those creators get a lot of heat, by the way.
Yes, they do. But they are the change agents. They are the people that are out there driving us forward, right?
That's right. It takes a lot of guts to be a visionary creative and to use your creative intuition.
More than any of the other ones. Right, because you have to overcome your fear. And we're all visionaries. And that's the thing. So to answer your question, we all embody all four elements of those. And it is not sequential, but it is different for everybody. Different people are born with different sensibilities, just like we're born with different talents. Like some people might be better at art than music or math or something like that.
Like proportions.
Some people
like
are proportional. Proportions, right.
Yeah. Like
so
you might have got a bigger... You might be more physical than I am. Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
It's like a soup, right? You know?
That's
and
cool
then,
that
but ultimately,
go ahead. You better go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Okay, I think it's the delay with our phone. Sorry. When you put them all together, ultimately we want to get them all really like gassed up and amped up. So if we have a deficiency in one, we can do different exercises to help you become better with like mindful intuition is those situations where you're used to, knowing your rational mind, like, oh, I just know I should go this way to work today because that way, I don't know why, but there happens to be like the road shut down, right? It's one of those kind of things.
Do you think the difference between a doctor and a healer is intuition?
I definitely think, I like where you're going with that. I think that absolutely. I mean, really, it's just two sort of sides of the same coin,
Right, like a doctor could be an even better doctor if he had intuition, and then he'd be a healer.
Exactly.
Yeah, a doctor with intuition is what you want. You don't want just a doctor. You want a doctor with intuition who's got intuition.
This is why I keep saying, it's about balancing the intellect and intuition. It's not saying goodbye, mind. We don't use your intellect. Stop saying that. It's saying, we want you to be smart. Be smart, but also be intuitive, right? You have to have both.
Like, to learn to play piano, you got to learn the basic chords before you can start to riff and become like a virtuoso. So you have to have, like, the basic building blocks of, like, the left brain or science or I don't know whatever the alternative word to that is. You got to have that first, and then you get the intuition. Is that correct, do you think?
Right, because that's where it starts, and intuition is what takes you into genius. That's what makes you extraordinary and exceptional. Everybody can learn the chords. Everybody can learn what they have to go through to do a surgery. But it's your intuition that makes you a great doctor, an extraordinary artist, all of those things. You see,
awesome.
It takes you to the next level.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. People, I'm a chemist, and people always ask me, what can they do to study chemistry? Or I want to study nutrition. I'm always thinking to myself, well, you can't really study. You have to study the basics, and then it's the intuition where the magic happens. That's where you start to put everything together. Don't you think? You can't just jump right into seeing it intuitively. You got to have you got to learn how to ride the bike before you can, or you got to learn how to walk before you can run, I guess.
Well, it does happen with some people. Some people are just born really intuitively open. Well, that can be a problem too, because if you're just really totally intuitive and you don't have a solid, you know, mental foundation, then things can go wrong with that. You know, and you get people having issues and like doing crazy stuff, and you know, and there can be mental health issues.
Schizophrenics?
Because,
you think schizophrenics have that?
Yeah, stuff like that, and you know,
it's really important
to have that solid foundation.
Yeah, if you see things intuitively without that solid foundation, then that can lead to psychosis and mental illness. It seems like.
It can be scary too. That's the kind of, even like if you don't go crazy, something like you don't understand what's happening. If your intuition starts working, you're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So it is really important to have that all in balance and to have a really grounded approach to your, you know, intuitive growth.
Okay, now you have a free intuition affinity test. You have a free booklet, right?
On my website, you can get, it's just a 14-page guide, and it kind of talks about the basics and how the first things you can start doing, like right now, to start, you know, paving the way for your intuition to start coming to life and start understanding it. And then, you know, when the book comes out in November on Election Day, that book is a deep dive into this. Like, I don't know if you've seen the book yet, but
I pre-ordered it, and as soon as it comes in, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to have you back on. Is that okay, Kim?
Yes, because we can do some of these exercises together, right? We can
do
some of the actual work, because it's not just a reading book, it's a doing book. So
awesome.
This is a book that'll help you to start doing it yourself.
Kim Chesney, the book's Radical Intuition, kimchesney.com. Hey, Kim, hang on to the line. I want to talk to you when we get off. Okay, don't go away.
Right.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.